Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
So I heard from Jill and her husband, Kevin. His birthday falls like right around tax day, so he's kind of always stressed on his birthday. He does his own taxes, so I thought, what if we called him as a guy who did the taxes for him with some, I don't know, creative accounting?
Excellent.
Hello?
Hi, trying to reach Kevin.
Yeah, this is me.
Hi, Kevin. Christian Wolf, CPA. Just wanted to make sure you got your return okay in the mail. Did you get that and sign it up?
I'm sorry? You have our return?
Yeah, this is Christian Wolf. Your wife, Jill, hired me to go over your taxes this year.
Oh, my God. When did my wife call you?
Boy, it's been a couple weeks now. I mean, I went through all your information. I guess I wanted to go over some of the stuff on your return here with you.
Okay, well, here's the problem is I don't think you're familiar intimately with, you know, our deductions and what we've...
Oh, no, I've seen. I've got your old returns. I mean, last year.
You have our old returns?
Yeah, Jill gave me all the information. I got everything right here and it's ready to go for this year. And now last year, you only got a return of $2,500. Here's what we did this year, because I got your return, $15,000 you got coming back, okay?
$15,000? I've never had a year when we've got that back. Are you kidding
me? A lot of people are afraid to play the audit lottery, but you know what? At my firm, you know how many tax returns were filed last year, Kevin?
Obviously, I don't. No,
there were over 143 million tax returns filed last year. And you know how many were audited, Kevin?
How many?
1%. So you know what that number is?
No, I don't understand.
I don't really know either. I'm not that good at math. But it's not that many, okay? It's a very small percentage that actually gets...
You're not good at math. Okay.
The numbers. I'm more of a words guy. But the thing is, here's what we've done, okay? So I've taken your return. Like, you've got the child tax credit, okay? You got $1,000 per kid on that. So you got the three kids. So then...
I don't have three kids. What are you talking... I have one child, Mandy, my 10-year-old.
Right. But you know what's better than one kid? Three kids, okay? And then you add in all of the, child care stuff and babysitters and okay. Daycare, and then that's a great write-off for you guys.
I'm not interested in doing tax fraud. I don't know if I can do this over the phone. I'd like to, stop your services.
You know, Kevin,
like
statistically speaking, okay, you have a better chance of being abducted by aliens or going out on a date with Taylor Swift than being audited, okay? So what we've done, you guys donated that Mercedes to charity. That was a great write-off for you guys this year, okay?
I'm sorry. I'm not going to go forward with this whole thing. If I have to lawyer up on this, this is exactly what I need to do.
Well, now, see, that would be another good write-off, a good lawyer. I mean, the IRS brings in billions of dollars. You know, you should really get your share.
I can't put this any more extreme than I put it now. I have no interest in your opinion.
Now, when you're driving to work in the morning, do you have a nice radio in your car? Because that could be a nice write-off as well.
Yes, obviously I have a radio in my car.
When you're in your car and you're driving to work, right, that's like personal meeting time, okay? You know, maybe you share it with somebody, maybe you listen to the radio, maybe you listen to, WROR. Do you ever do that?
Yes, I listen to the radio on the way into work.
Well, Kevin, do you ever listen to the Brian Bellbuster on the Lauren and Wally Show, WROR?
Yeah, I don't know why you bring that up.
I bring it up because this is Brian Bell, and this is a Brian Bellbuster. Your wife Jill got in touch with us, Kevin. Jill said you have a tendency to drag your feet when you're getting the taxes ready, and she thought this might be a nice little reminder and a happy birthday, because your birthday comes just before tax day, right?
Yeah, that's right. Thank you very much, Jill.
Don't worry, you can get her back on her birthday, okay?
Oh, my God.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Lauren and Wally Show on WROR, Kevin.
Thank you, Brian.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.